This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. There was a trade in the NFL today. The Steelers moved a fourth-round pick to San Francisco. The 49ers giving up tight end Vance McDonald and a fifth-round choice to move up in the draft one round. Vance McDonald, who caught 64 passes for 866 yards and 7 touchdowns over 4 seasons in San Francisco.
I was going to say, I felt like he was mildly productive at certain points.
Yeah, I think he's crazy, like your plotting number two tight end type. He's kind of like a more productive Logan Paulson-ish player. So they flip him and a draft pick to move up in the draft around. The 49ers released a statement after the trade was announced, thanking Vance for his contributions to the organization. John Lynch saying, although I have only known Vance for a short time, I quickly learned that he and his wife, Candy, have been tremendous representatives for the team in the community, and their service to others is quite commendable. But he points out that they wanted to upgrade their stock in the draft. He signed a 3-year deal worth almost $20 million. You don't give that to a guy that you don't care a little bit about.
Yeah, seriously.
So that's pretty interesting.
I feel like the tight end spot in Pittsburgh, by the way, that's their Eleanor, and that's like a good problem to have if you can't find one. I mean, they tried Ladarius Green, the other guy from San Diego, who was supposed to be next forever.
Yeah,
didn't
where
they?
Is Ladarius Green now, by
I have
the way?
No idea.
He's gone from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he was on the PUP and he never got healthy, so they just cut him.
Really? He's got to be somewhere, though, this camp. I'm going to look that up.
He's a free agent.
Still? Wow. Yeah. His career fell off completely.
They got Jesse James.
And a guy named Xavier Grimble, who they supposedly like. That's two of the top three guys with David Johnson in their pecking order. James last year caught 47 balls, but I'll bet you Vance McDonald might lead them in catches at tight end this year.
They like that plotting, blocking tight end, the Miller, Heath sort of school.
Other big news in the NFL, this from last night, a little bit deeper on the list of things that have happened because it's not as recent, but Matt Stafford became the highest paid player in the history of the NFL with a $27 million annual average value.
Sure did.
Of course, unlike in baseball and in basketball, the money is not fully guaranteed. So his guaranteed money at signing is about $60 million. He could be guaranteed as much as $90+ million if he can stay healthy over the next few years. But Stafford resetting the market for quarterbacks. All right, let's get to our Redskins stock report. We want to go offense this segment, defense next segment. So let's not waste any more time. Where would you like to go? Offense, go for it.
We'll do a little offense. Stock up, Tommy. Give it to me. Rob Kelly, what he did this past week was important. Overall numbers for the preseason are cringe worthy. 22 carries, 68 yards. Just quick math, that's 3.1 yards per pop. Just shows you the Redskins running game has not gotten it done. This past week's performance, again, that didn't blow your skirt up, didn't change the universe or anything. It was a preseason game and they ran it fine. But the simple fact that they had positive yardage from the first team offense trying to run the football, breath of fresh air, kind of a sigh of relief. So Rob Kelly's stranglehold on the starting job.
Jordan Reed, last season, missed 4 games, still went for almost 700 yards and 6 touchdowns. Got 17 scores the last 2 seasons, despite missing time in each year. He was on the field, playing, and looked completely healthy. Did not have any setbacks or any issues, which is what I cared about on Sunday against Cincinnati. Jordan Reed is back, and he looks like his old self. He is ready to go against Philadelphia, barring some crazy setback in the next couple weeks.
And there's always something there to remind me that Chris Thompson's excellent. Thank goodness he's here. Remember when he couldn't get right and he got hit one time in the preseason and then you just never saw him again? 6 catches for 79 yards this preseason, has run it 7 times as well and looked agile, good in pass pro, a complete third down back. I'm not buying the hyperbole that this is the quote like best in the sport. I mean, there are plenty of guys that are probably pretty good on third down because they're good on first and second too. Point is, he's an asset. He will help this club. Good for you, Chris Thompson.
Knocked out. 25-year-old Brandon Scherff entering year 3 coming off a Pro Bowl. Lofty expectations, and there should be. He's a marquee player and was a top 5 pick. Hasn't missed a game in either of his 2 seasons in Washington. He's not had a good preseason. Got beat a couple times, one-on-one in pass protection as recently as Sunday, and it adds to a preseason where there have been questions about him. Now, He also had one of the more dominant, impressive run blocks I can ever remember seeing, where he literally was driving a guy 25 yards downfield and ultimately helped tackle Rob Kelly because he was so far out in front of the play that he ran into his own running back just mauling a defensive player. That's the good. The bad is that there have been too many breakdowns in pass pro. Scherff needs to be great to warrant having been a top five pick and to get to a second Pro Bowl. He's too good to play at the level he has through a few weeks this August.
Stockdown. Your two Redskins starting wide receivers are 12th and 17th on the Redskins in terms of preseason production. I understand they haven't played as much as other guys, but I'm going to need a little tiny bit more than the old two catches for 28 yards from Terrell Pryor and the catch for 12 yards from Josh Doctson. I'm going to need, I don't know what's that word, it's what happens when you put on a play, or production. Please accomplish things. Please be good. Please stop the nonsense. I don't want to read another word about how awesome someone looks in practice or how a guy can really ball out, though. Please produce in regular season NFL contests. Right now, confidence level, she's a down.
You mentioned producing. Brian Quick, three catches against the Ravens, two catches against the Bengals. Did have a drop in the end zone. His one play went back from this preseason. But with Ryan Grant nowhere to be found over the last couple of weeks, and maybe more importantly, Josh Doctson not playing this past weekend, suddenly Brian Quick looks like he's going to make the team. I wasn't sure that was a lock a couple weeks ago. He had 500-plus yards and three touchdowns in 16 games in L.A. last year. Brian Quick, no longer with the Rams, now with the Redskins. Some people thought that would mean he'd have to find a third team soon enough. I don't think so. I think this guy's going to make it.
Colt McCoy. Now, we all know what Colt McCoy is. He is a backup quarterback in this league. For the people that still pine for him to start, it's because he beat Dallas that time in Dallas when he ran around a bunch and made some Colt McCoy, Texas high school football forever. Woo! Kind of plays. He's a Jag, but makes you comfortable. Makes me comfortable.
He had a good game against Cincinnati.
I thought he played really nicely against Cincinnati. He's bad with ball security. By the way, he loves just holding it willy-nilly in the pocket and getting it knocked out of his hands. But whatever, Colt McCoy is fine. I like the fact that he's here. Nice little security blanket in case Cousins has to miss the series.
That was our offensive stock report. We'll get to our defensive stock report next. And if you guys want to participate,
you can
even have fun with our little cool-sounding gimmick where you tell Tommy whether you want to stock up or a stock down and then give us your Redskins player to break down. 800-636-1067. We'll go to the defensive side of the ball next on Grant and Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.